Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're coming to you from our home studios. We're honored to be joined by our next guest who's in her home as well, but we have with us Ruth Abigail Smith. She's a co-founder and executive director with Angel Street Memphis. How are you doing?
Hi, doing great, Jeremy.
So Angel Street Memphis, you have been a charity spotlight on our end with City Current. You do so much good here in the community. We'll talk in just a second about how everything that's going on has kind of shifted you to an online focus with the girls that you serve, but give us a history lesson.
Yeah. So Angel Street started in 2013. Jill Dyson, who's now titled president and founder, got a phone call to start a children's choir for a women's Christmas dinner at Hope Church. And she called me to help out with that. So we brought girls together, formed about 11 girls to start this choir. It was supposed to be a one-time thing. And then over some time, we asked ourselves, hey, can we make this more permanent? And at the time, we were in the Bickford community, 38107, which is in North Memphis, uptown area. And that's where we kind of plugged in at first. So we kind of took that idea of singing and songwriting and recording for all girls. And we kept going and it kept growing and more girls kept coming. And so that's how it started. And so we have performed with a ton of different people, a ton of different places, mostly in Memphis, but even outside of it. We've had Tarian Bass, who was one of our original girls, go on to literally follow her dream of being an artist and a worship leader with Toby Mack. And she is his lead female vocalist and has put out several singles since. Is doing fantastic. She still lives here in Memphis with her husband and able to just really literally follow her dreams. So that's been really exciting. And a lot of our girls know her and are inspired by her. So we've enjoyed seeing that. 2 years ago, we opened up our second location in the Graham Heights area, where we partner with Streets Ministries. In the North Memphis area, we partner with Oasis of Hope. And so we have seen several hundred girls, quite frankly, come through our doors in the last 6 years and have had great experiences. We do musical training. We do performances. We do mentoring. We think it's important to connect young women with other female leaders in our community, whether it be our staff or women that we connect with. And so that's something that we're excited to continue to go and do and be even more, a little bit more intentional with. And so that's kind of an overview of what we've been doing. And we specifically are existing in areas that are economically disadvantaged, believing that quality, all-female, free arts programs is something that that everyone should have access to, regardless of where your economic status is. And so that's what we're really trying to provide.
And I think in an era where, unfortunately, arts programs are getting cut back, you're stepping in and serving in that gap. Carry that forward a little bit on your end, because we'll talk about more specifically the programs, and especially one that you've launched here recently. But so much of this is equipping young women with the confidence and the communication skills and the ability and the hope to realize, wait a second, I can be a catalyst. I can be a change maker. I can use these skill sets that I'm learning in this one area of my life, but then I can apply them to academic success, to relationships, to a career. It really does give them a solid foundation to build on for their future. So talk about it from that character building side of what you're doing throughout these programs.
Absolutely. So the three main things that we're looking to do with our young ladies is for them to understand their value, discover their purpose, and become creative leaders. That is what we are seeking to accomplish with them in our program. And just like you said, ultimately that we can use music to shape people. And so that's what our focus has been. And it will continue to be. We want to lift up voices of young women in song, but also in speech, also, you know, in different ways for them to represent themselves. I mean, that's something that is really important to us. We are simply supporting who they are. We don't want to display who they are. They can do that. And so we want to put them on the stage, if you will, to display who they are and really display the power that they have within themselves.
Share how this has transformed a young lady in terms of giving her, you know, where she kind of walks in shy at first, and then all of a sudden you literally before your eyes, you get to see them blossom and shine and become this very bright light for others.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, let me just pick one. So there was a young lady. She came to our program, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago, and she was the definition of shy. And not just that, but pretty insecure, quite frankly. Didn't really believe that she was beautiful, didn't believe that she was capable of doing a lot of things she's doing now. And we were able to through just, you know, pouring into her, giving her opportunities, talking with her about some hard things, talking with her mom and her family, and just really partnering with them to really pour into this young lady. And now she's one of our star vocalists. She has a song she leads every time, and she is probably one of the biggest ambassadors we have. I mean, the smile on her face is unbelievable every time. She can tell you everything about Angel Street. And so we have literally seen the girl we met two or three years ago is not the same girl we see today. And that has been one of the most rewarding things for us and for me, just watching that happen.
You mentioned engaging the family, right? And this is a very collaborative approach. So it's not just them coming in and getting the foundation and the technical skills. It really is collaboration. And even to your point of working with streets and different organizations, everything you do is very collaborative and holistic. So expand out in terms of not just the programmatic piece, but that collaborative piece of what you're really doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't exist in a silo. We want to come alongside people that are already doing something, already in the path that they're looking to be on. And we just want to be, you know, add on to that, a jump start to that. So it looks like that with our partnerships with organizations that are serving youth and that have our same values and goals for those youth. And so we're able to come alongside and be a impact the females of that program. With our families, we are able to connect with families. A lot of our girls have siblings that maybe aren't old enough to start, but when they do, they'll jump into the program as well. And we see parents, you know, pick up and drop off, and we're constantly engaging them. Also, just through performances, there's nothing like seeing a parent watch their child perform for the first time in a way that they would have never imagined. And that's one of the most powerful things. And we've seen that when we can do that, the parents are like, oh, I'm sold. Like, I want them in here, you know, for as long as we can. So that's been really fun. And then just as far as the community is concerned, one thing that we have been a part of is really wanting to figure out a way to lift the voice of the community and the residents of the community. Because we really believe that if the community and the environment in which we exist is successful and thriving, then the girls will thrive and then we will thrive. And so what we ask ourselves, what is our relationship to the community and as a community partner? And one of those is like advocating for issues within the community. And so we've partnered with other entities in that community, Oasis of Hope, Habitat for Humanity, Promise Development, and Hope City Church specifically to really come alongside and be supportive of the things that are going on in that community. One of the things that we have heard constantly is we want more things for our children. And that is top of mind for so many folks. So we want to be able to meet that in the best way possible.
That's a good transition to what we're up against right now. And the timing is, you know, obviously you've got COVID-19, the coronavirus. And so that really has, with the quarantine, put kids in the home, literally, to where, you know, now the parents and the children are figuring out the homeschooling and trying to continue down that path. But now, for the most part, kids are really kind of glued to electronics and TV and things along those lines, stuck inside. And I know for you all, you've created a really powerful solution to still engage them in a meaningful way and to make sure that although we're in a quarantine period, you can still progress and you can still grow and you can still learn. And so share with us what you're seeing on that regard and then switch over and talk about Angel Zone.
Yeah. As a team, we just started this reality of disengagement in this period just started to kind of weigh a little heavy. And we were just thinking, you know, when you think about it, a typical week of kids, when you look at the school engagement plus some after school engagement, you're probably looking at about 55 hours a week that students are engaged with something outside the home that's involved with other adults and other peers in their life. And so through this quarantine period, that's 55 hours of time that has to be filled. And so the weight of that has just really, really impacted us as a team. And so one of the things that we wanted to do, although we know we can't fill up all that time, but we did want to see what can we do, what part can we play in the meantime of trying to do something to fill in some of that gap. And so the way that we've approached it is developing a digital platform for our girls to engage in most of the same ways they can in person, called Angel Zone. And so what Angel Zone is, our platform, we are able to do rehearsals. We're able to record and do rehearsals as far as just them learning parts. We are able to post videos, do content, kind of fun videos. We've gotten really into TikTok lately and doing a lot of YouTube stuff. We're putting content out just every week. Every week we're putting out new content. We're able to walk through the process of getting our girls engaged, getting them signed up. And one of the most rewarding experiences of that, and we actually had already planned on doing this before, was just being in regular contact with our families. And so we call at least once or twice a week, first of all, just to ask how they're doing. See what we can do. Are there anything they need, any resources? And we point to them several grocery deliveries in that process. And then seeing how else we can support. Do you have internet access? And if not, what are some ways that we can make sure that happens? Do you have the right devices? And if not, what are some ways that we are places we could point, or even ways that we could make that happen? And we've seen that the distance learning online is difficult. I mean, just to be totally honest, I mean, it's a hard transition. And so we are constantly working to make sure that folks have the resources to do it. And we're finding that a lot of parents are figuring that out, and we're encouraged by that. Today, we're gonna get to host our first Zoom meeting with rehearsal. And so that's gonna be an experience, and we're excited about that. We're trying to get as many of the girls on the Zoom call as we can and just talk and just re-engage and see and just continue to see how that can look. So that's Angel Zone, and that's kind of the approach that we've been taking these last few weeks, and it's a work in progress, and we will continue to work it. But one of the things we're most excited about with the Angel Zone is that it's not something just for quarantine season. It's something that can enhance the engagement after, when we kind of get back to business as usual, whatever that might look like. And we can still engage girls, particularly ones that may not be able to come as often, or may have moved, or are in other school programs, or have to do after school tutoring, all things that we've seen that may cause girls to not be as consistent, but now they can still have that experience online. And so they don't have to miss a beat.
I know that all of this is possible through grants from Arts Memphis and AutoZone, which I think that's kind of neat in terms of back to collaboration, groups stepping up to help and fill that need.
Yes. And so we're incredibly grateful for them and just supporting this effort. They've been incredible supports. We've also, Speak Creative is also one of those. They are behind the scenes helping us to really work the kinks out online to do that in that digital space. And so we cannot exist without the financial resources of folks like them.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask next, is the fact that on your end, financial contributions are huge. So obviously the financial support is a big one. So share a few ways we can help.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just jump right into the financial support. We know that this is a difficult time, you know, in the economy, and we're very aware of that. And so we appreciate the support that we already have from all of our supporters. And they have been incredibly generous. We've specifically had a few donors to donate a match fund. The way you can be a part of that is to become a recurring giver. And that can start as low as $11 a month. We call our recurring givers Halo Heroes. And so we're really excited to be able to give that opportunity for people, because that $11 isn't just $11. We'll annualize it, and it turns into more in order to go to that match fund. And that match fund is $45,000. And so we're excited about being able to do that and launch that. And so that's one way. You can go to our website, angelstreetmemphis.com, and click on give, and it'll take you through the process of becoming a recurring giver. In this particular season, we are always looking for volunteers. We're looking to pair every girl we have with a mentor, and to do that starting in the fall.
And last question, you mentioned the website, but go ahead and mention it again, but just where do we go to learn more and get involved?
AngelStreetMemphis.com is where you go. And you can email info@AngelStreetMemphis.com as well, and that will come to us. Also, you can call 901-736-3520, and that will get you an Angel Street person, and we will help you out. So any of those ways.
Ruth Abigail Smith, co-founder and executive director, Angel Street Memphis. Thank you for all that you do, you and your team. We greatly appreciate it. And thank you for coming on the show.